What's up, good people? Thank you for clicking play on another episode of Big Man Tiny Kingdom. If you've been following the podcast, then you already know that in June 23, I purchased a J. Cole travel trailer. The last two episodes, I went over the good and bad things I've discovered about my RV. Going forward, I wanted to go into what some of my goals are when it comes to venturing into the RV lifestyle. Now, I'm figuring this all out as it comes to me, so my goals will go through a ton of revisions, and I think that's okay. But I know for certain that the plan is to live full-time in the RV, travel state to state, and even into some border countries. Destinations unknown at this point, but I do have a long-standing bucket list that I'm adding new places to all the time. If you're wondering where my fascination with RVs come from, well, it dates back to the early 2000s when I lived in Tacoma, Washington, and I worked for the Metro Parks District, where I was exposed to nature and the outdoors all the time. One day I was talking to my manager about how I didn't like the idea of paying rent. He mentions to me that what he knew about my character, he felt like I would really enjoy the mobile home lifestyle. Tells me about them being cheaper than a traditional house, how I could buy a piece of land and build a small home on it. Back then, the term tiny home wasn't a thing yet, so he was referring to a park model home or a cabin. Me being an inner city kid, the only thing I knew about mobile homes was what I'd seen in trailer parks. The thought of it just wasn't relatable enough for me at that time to take him serious about it, nor did I like the idea of raising my sons in a trailer park. He also told me about RVs. I didn't know anything about recreational vehicles, didn't see them that much, and maybe not even at all. I'm a young 20-something hood dude. Only type of vehicles I was into at that time was Chevy Monte Carlos, Buick Regals, Cadillacs, Deuce and a Quarters. Put some 20s on it for the shoes, dark tint the windows, add some blue eyeballs for the lights, swap the muffler out to a Flowmaster so the engine sound like thunder, and put 412s in the trunk so you could hear me bumping a block away. That's the only type of vehicle I knew and cared about. My boss says he'll give me some more info and make me a believer. Couple days later, he brings me this DVD. The movie's called The Long, Long Trailer, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. It's an old black and white movie made in the 50s, and he knew I was a big time movie lover and watched any and everything, so I was definitely willing to check it out. Back then, every Friday, me and my sons would have bachelor night. I would bring home some Papa Murphy's pieces, get them baking in the oven while we're all taking showers and getting into PJs. I had this big Cali King bed. We all would hop in it, eat our pizza and pop and popcorn and candy, and we'd watch movies for the rest of the night. I remember that exact Friday, we first watched Daddy Daycare, if you know the movie with Eddie Murphy in it. Usually after some time, I'm left watching the movies by myself, and eventually all of us are knocked out together in that big bed, bodies positioned all over the place because you know how kids sleep stretched out in all directions. So I'm in the middle. One of them got their foot in my back on the left side. Another one on the opposite side is cuddled up under my armpit, sweating like crazy. The baby boy laying over the top of my head. Someone else at the foot of the bed that's so close I keep kicking him. But I love those Friday bachelor nights. It was some of the coolest bonding moments I've had with my sons. After Daddy Daycare ended, they're all asleep, so I decided to put on The Long, Long Trailer. If you have never seen that movie, I promise you, one of the funniest movies you could watch. Not even a movie from my time period. This movie came out almost 20 years before I was born. I love comedy, so I've watched a lot of comedy movies. This movie is now 70 years old, and I'll put Long, Long Trailer in the top 100 funniest movies of all time. Yes, I said it. I'm talking slap your knee, tears in your eyes, accidental fart coming out you funny. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. Might be able to find a copy of it at your local library. It's probably on YouTube also. I'm sure some media pirate has converted it for streaming. But after I watched that movie, I loved the idea of owning an RV. I'm not going to be a spoiler and tell you anything about it, but there are a lot of hilarious, chaotic things that happen to them. And despite all of the craziness, I still wanted my piece of the fun-loving, action-packed adventure called RV. Another cinematic influence for me that is on a similar level, starring one of my most beloved actors and comedians, Robin Williams, it's a movie simply called RV. Came out in 2006. Probably not a top pick on a lot of people's lists, but definitely funny enough to watch more than once. Another movie that I kind of think is a copycat of RV. Well, and actually now that I'm talking about it, RV to me seems like it was a copycat of Long Long Trailer. But this next movie came out more recently in 2013. It's called We're the Millers. Jason Sudeikis, Jennifer Aniston. I'm not going to drag this episode out too long by giving too many details about each of these movies. Just know everything I'm mentioning is because I enjoyed it, and I think you would as well. My all-time favorite TV drama that I watch to this day is Grey's Anatomy. I've been watching it since the very first season. They're in like season 20 now. So long-standing, absolutely my favorite show to watch. One of the original characters is named Derek Shepherd, who is played by Patrick Dempsey. I like Patrick Dempsey. I've been a fan since one of his earliest movies, Can't Buy Me Love. I also liked him in Outbreak, Mobsters, and he was in a recent horror movie called Thanksgiving. But in Grey's Anatomy, those of you that watch it, you already know Derek Shepherd is the dude. One of the things I love about his character was that he bought a piece of land and lived in an Airstream travel trailer, which flows right into another show, a TV series that is on the air right now called Tracker. The main character is played by Jason Hartley, and he travels around in the Airstream solving missing person cases. I haven't got too attached to that show yet. I am saving it up and will binge watch all the episodes later because I got too many other things I'm watching right now that I can't keep up with. Station 19, 911, The Walking Dead, BMF, and every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, all of my attention goes to WWE. Yes, I watch wrestling, have been since the 80s. But those two different shows, having characters who are in RVs, it just gave me something to make relatable. Because like I said, originally, when I first learned about this from my boss at the time, it wasn't relatable to me. I didn't see anybody. I didn't personally know anyone. I rarely saw them on the road. I rarely saw people camping and living in them. And these different movies and TV shows gave me something that allowed me to see someone doing it and be like, okay, I could do this too. Last film I'm going to mention is one that I would say has the biggest impact on me when it comes to RV life. It's called Nomadland. Came out in 2021. Frances McDormand is the main character. She won the Best Actress Oscar. The movie won Best Picture. There's so much I enjoyed about this movie. The subject matter, the good acting, the production of the movie was well put together. I really liked that part of it was filmed close to home in Yuma, Arizona. And it also features a person who many consider to be the godfather of RV living. His name is Bob Wells, who I got the pleasure to meet in person. And I appreciate his platform and what he does with his organization, Home on Wheels Alliance. You can Google that and check out what all they do. They've helped so many people with resources and education pertaining to living in a home on wheels. So I'm glad that they got him in that movie. Honestly, there should be a movie made about Bob Wells. These aren't the only movies that have something to do with RVs, but I think I mentioned some pretty good ones. I'm curious to know what you all would have put on the watch list. Hit me up and tell me about it on Facebook or Instagram at Big Man Tiny Kingdom. I haven't did this in a while, but on one of my upcoming trips, I might have to bring the projector, set up the screen outside, heat up some popcorn, lounge back in the camping chair, and have myself a wonderful evening under the stars and moonlight, watching one or two of these movies. Sounds like a great time to me. That's what I call living life real big. Before I go, I wanted to say my condolences to the family members enduring the loss of their loved ones involved in the collapse of the Baltimore Key Bridge. May the Most High be with you. Peace and blessings, good people. This is Big Man, Tiny Kingdom.